Okay, let's begin our discussion of Tamid Daf Lamed Aleph. Tamid Lamed Aleph, we'll start the fourth parak on Daf Lamed Beis, as we have a couple of dafim left here in Meseches Tamid. So the parak says, the Mishnah says, Lo ha yukoftin es atzlet. So we know this Pesach is all about the avoda that took place every single morning in the Beis Hamikdash, the carbon tamid, the most basic carbon that we brought. It was the symbol, as we know, the Mishnah that tells us that one of the tragedies that happened in the summer, as we know, Shavuos Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, or one of the five tragedies that happened on Shavuos Tammuz, was that there was no more carbon tamid, and that was looked at as an omen. It was looked at it as a siman that this was the beginning of the end. Right when the carbon tamid stopped, that was something that personified exactly the Churban and what was happening. So we go through every detail of the carbon tamid here in the Masechta. So how did they tie the carbon? So Loya Koftin is a tle elama akidin oso. They wouldn't be koftin. What is koftin? That says the Rosh Dalid Raglov Biachad. They wouldn't tie all four legs together before they would shecht it. Velo Beis Raglayim Yachad, and not the two back legs and the two front legs. So basically, I'm yachad. They would not do that. Why wouldn't they do that? As we'll see in the Gemara, maybe at Chukos Ha'akum, as the Gemara is going to say. But they wouldn't do it in the normal way. So there's a negative, don't do it that way. And there's also a positive in doing it the following way. Ela ma'akidin oso. They would be ma'akid. What is ma'akidin? As the Rosh explains, yad v'regel ka'akid az yitzchak, as the Gemara is going to say. Somehow the Akedah, maybe Yitzchak's arm and leg, each one was bound up, but they were Ma'aked, and that reminds us of the Akedah, Ma'akdin Oso. The Rambam seems to have a different shot than the Rush and the other Mefarshim here, and that is Ma'akdin Oso. Doesn't not 100% clear in the Mishnah. So the Rambam seems to say that they didn't bind it at all. They just held it in place, right? That's what ma'akdin. Lo yakoftin. They wouldn't use rope. They wouldn't tie it down at all. El ma'akdin. The Rambam says, "Kamasa in Perak Aleph Alachayud Avilchus Tbidin Musafin Kamasa Tamid Shal Shachar Kain Ma'is Tamid Shal Ben Arba'im Vako Kamaisa Ha'Ola Velo yakoftin Esatle." Shloyachaku asaminim, or not to be like the umos ha'olam, like the Odi of Arizara. Ella ochazin yadav v'raglav b'yedehen. They just used to hold it. They used to hold the arm, the front leg, and the hind leg in their hands. The Ravid here gets upset. The Ravid says, Amar Avram, after the Rambam commenting on the first part of the Rambam, that they wouldn't have tied at all, so not to be like the Ovdi Avodah Zarah. Amar Avram, Ani Shamati Shema Yitzta'er Bikfiyaso. I heard a different reason, says the Ravid. If you bind it, so then maybe the animal will be in pain from the binding, via farches, and start shaking around. Ad sheyatil mum be'echad me'ivarav. Until it might get a mum, if you're doing the one of two ways. Either it starts shaking, it'll get a mum, just the rope or the knife that you're about to shecht it. So the Ravid gives a different reason. Not that shalom, not to be like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but the Ravid says, because it might cause a mum. Ubi Gemara the Tamin Matzano de Pligi, it causes the Machlokas Refuna and Refchizda, which B'ez Hashem we will see. But that's the Ravid does not agree with the Rambam's reason. The Radvaz here jumps on the Ravid and says, I don't understand. The Ravid's worried about a possible mum. Wouldn't there be more of a possible mum according to the Rambam? Right? If their animal is so free, then the animal will surely try to get out. As long as if it's roped down, so then tied down at all, then it's more of a reason that maybe it'll stay still. The Ravid's like, no, if you rope it down, it'll get a mum within the ropes. Okay, interesting, but that's the discussion. Reminds us a little bit of the Medrash. The Medrash tells us, going back a step, we mentioned this before, I might have mentioned it in the previous cycle, I don't remember, the Medrash, the Shemin HaTov, in one of his farm asks, you know, why is it that we focus on Akedah, that detail? Right, because of this lashon, Akedas Yitzchak, the binding of Yitzchak. Why is that so crucial? Right, which sounds like the other Rishonim, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says it's there's no binding. There's no binding. Just like Akedas Yitzchak, you don't rope it down at all. What Avram did, it rope down Yitzchak. sounds like there was an Akedah. There was, well, if we translate the word Akedah as Zohar, the Rambam obviously doesn't. But why do we focus on that detail out of the whole process? We don't talk about Ha'olas Yitzchak, bringing Yitzchak up to the Mizbeach, Sreifas Yitzchak, Dafka Akedas Yitzchak. See, he mentions beautifully the Medrash on the Akedah, where the Medrash says that on the way to the Akedah, Yitzchak Avinu looks at his father and says, I'm much younger and stronger than you, and I'm nervous that when you put me up on the altar and I see the knife above me, I'm going to start shaking, I'm going to start moving, maybe I'll start to get out of it, I'll be scared. So, kaftani yafe yafe. Bind me, tie me down very, very strongly. Tie me down very strongly so I can't move and I won't passel the shechita. That's the language of the Medrash. Kaftani yafe yafe, and therefore I won't be able to move. And there, maybe the Rambam would say you put the wood over him, not dafka the rope. But that's the Medrash. What's the message of that Medrash? Yitzchak Avinu, on the way to the Akedah, was inspired. He knew what he wanted to do. He knew this is what he needed to do. This was Tzivi Hashem. But he knew that inspiration doesn't always last. He knows that sometimes when challenges come up, I'll start trying to get out of what I know deep down that I have to do, but it's hard because Lamaisa, there are challenges, and when you see the knife on top of the head, so Yitzchak might shake around. But he took precautions at the moment that he felt the inspiration so that when it wears off, he'll still already be in the state where he has to do it. That's the message of Kaftani Afiyava, and that's why we read it on Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, we're all feeling it as Yom HaNarayim, and we all want to do better, we all want to improve. But what about a month later? What about after the Yom HaNarayim? So we read the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah, Kaftani Afiyava, we have to put ourselves into situations that we always focus on what we need to do, and when we have the moment of inspiration, it can continue. Okay, so that is the first line. So we're not kofer the tzleb, but we are ma'akid oso. Just one of there are other aspects of the aravoda every day that we remember the Beis Hamikdash. We remember the akedah also. Remember the meshachachma. The meshachachma in the first parak of Vayikra mentions the Safon, that we shecht all kachim kachim in the north, that also has a remez to the Akedah. Safon related to the word Safun, hidden. Says the Meshech Chachma in the 10th Pasuk in Vayikra, Vimen Atzon Karbanov, Shachar Asol, Yerachem Ezbech Safon. Now we know kachim kachim, including Ola, has to be shechted on the north side of the Azara. Says the Meshech Chachma, v'hine kasav tzafon batzon v'lo ben bakar. And he also points out that the requirement for tzafon is only written by the sheep, not by the cow, ben bakar. Avagav de b'chol makom kasav b'makom ha'ola. Alma deshem ola hu nishka b'tzafon. U'b'chol zeh nizra ha'torah v'l'haskir tzafon rak b'tzon v'lo ben bakar. Why did the Torah, Shebechsav, only mention tzafon when it comes to the sheep and not the bakar and not the cattle? So he says, Amru b'medrash lafi shetzafon mora al akidoso shel Yitzchak. Shetzafun afaro lezikaron lefnei Hashem tamid. Because Yitzchak's ashes are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu always. Right? Even though, as we know, he wasn't actually burned or killed. But aframuna, remember Rashi and Parshat B'chukosai. Rashi says, the Pasuk, Zachar di esbisi Yaakov, av esbisi Yitzchak, Avram Ezkar, Boris Ezkar. So Rashi says that the Yaakov and Avram get a lashon of Zachor. Rav Zacharti is Bisi Yaakov, Vavis Bisi Yitzchak, Vavis Bisi Avram Ezkar. So Yaakov and Avram gets a verb, Zachira, with it, but Yitzchak doesn't. Where's the Zachar by Yitzchak? So Rashi quotes, he doesn't need it. Because Avram Munach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tambit. He doesn't even need, remember. What do you mean remember? It's right in front of me. I don't remember anything. That's why it doesn't say Zecher Rashi quotes. Because it's Ke'ilu. The Medrash says every time Avram did any part of the Avodah of the Ayil, he said, this should be Ke'ilu. My son's blood was sprinkled and the Shechted. And so Aframunach, that schus of ours we always have. And it's hidden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Tzafon is connected with Tzafun. V'akavanasha Amru, Sheruch Tzfon is Psucha. What does it mean? The Ruach Tzvonis is always open. Mora al habechira hachofshis sha'asa Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu had bechira and he opened the gateways of bechira. Shehei maser nafsho al Yisraeli lahashem v'kimat sheshal al bechira bivanav acharav. Kimat hukva teva kayam b'nefesh al Yisraeli l'msar atzmo al avas Hashem Yisbarach. He put it into the DNA to be able to eat most of nefesh for Avas Hashem. And that's why it only says it by the Tzod, right? Because it's connected to Yitzchak, not by Ben Bakar, because that will remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Chet Egel, and we don't want to do that in Kategar Naseh Sanegar. Again, this is what he put in, this is what we remember by Tzafon and Tzafon, and he put it into the DNA. And finally, the last point, it's Kemat, the same Lashon, that he quotes, the Ruach Chaim. We mentioned this before, the Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Yivel Lashon on Pirkei Avos, has the unbelievable Diuk, that in the two Mishnayos, one right after the other, where it says that there were 10 generations from Noach to Avraham, to Lahodiak, to let us know all about the godless of Avraham Avinu, and the very next Mishnah, the 10 Nisyonos that Avraham Avinu passed. So Rav Chaim Yivel Lashon is Bedayik that only the first Mishnah says Avraham, and the second Mishnah says Avraham Avinu. By the Nisyonos, it says Avraham Avinu, but by the generations, it just says Noach to Avraham. Why do you leave out Avinu in the first Mishnah? It's only in the second Mishnah. So explain to Rav Chaim Yivel Lashon, because the first Mishnah is just about Avraham himself as the Av, as the person, Avraham ben Tarach. But in the second Mishnah, it's Avraham Avinu, because it's about the Nisyonos that he passed. And when Avraham Avinu passed the Nisayon, that was putting it into the DNA of the children, of the descendants, to be able to pass their Nisyonos. And that's, to use the language of the Ramban, Maisa Avos Yitzira Labanim. When the fathers do something, so that creates power for the children to be able to pass their test. And that's why he's Avinu Lagabe Dad. And that's exactly what the Meshech Chachmah here says. Amar Avinu's Besiros Nefesh by Yitzchak paved the way that for all generations, Jews will be Moser Nefesh. And when anybody ever gets up, says Rechaim Yivel Lashon, to make Aliyah, even though it might not make the most sense, even though a person's comfortable wherever they are, that's a Bechin of Lech Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that into his descendants to be able to get up and move to the Makom HaKarav Biyoser to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, this is all about Avinu, a little bit about the Akedah. Again, we can spend the whole shiur on the Akedah, but we'll have to stop here, and we will continue now in the second line. Okay. Oh, I forgot to mention also, I'm not sure if I mentioned it last time, and that is that there's a big discussion at the end of the previous paragraph. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention about how the Kohanim can stand on the stone or the steps in front of the menorah. Why isn't that a chatzitza? That's a discussion, just to mention, there can't be any chatzitza between the Kohanim's feet and the floor. As we know, there can't be any beged, he can't be wearing socks. So why isn't the stone? Is this called b'chupa l'karka? Is this what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said? This is called the avoda for the menorah, so it can't be a chatzitza. Different suggestions given. Okay, let's continue. So they wouldn't be kofer the tleb, but they were ma'akid. Misha zachu beivarim ochzim bo, and the ones that were the one that we said the pious, the one that was zochet to the limbs, would hold the tleb. V'kachaisa akidaso rosh ladara b'pad of lamayrav. How was the animal standing? It was north south. The head was to the south, the body was towards the north, and the face of the tzle was made to look at the west, towards the Kodesh Kadashim, towards the Hechal. Vashochid obey b'mizrach b'ban of lamayrav. And the shochid stood also facing the west, facing the Hechal and the Kodesh Kadashim. Again, remember, it's the Tamid, so it's Ola Kachikachim, it's not on the north side of the Mizbeach, but it is facing west. He is facing west, and the animal is facing west. Shoshachar, hayanishchar al-keret tzvonis ma'aravis, al-tabashniya. We know that there were a series of rings on the north side of the Mizbeach. So where was the Karbet Tamid shechted? The second row up, the morning Tamid was shechted on the northwestern, meaning the most western ring in the second row up, meaning it's opposite the sun. The sun is coming up in the east, and therefore you do it in the one that was most west. Svonis Maravis, the one that is the second row west, Shobain Harabaya, Mayanishkar al Karen Mizrachis, Svonis al Tabashniya. And the one, the afternoon one, is on the eastern one on the second row, again opposite the sun as the sun sets in the west. Shachar Ashochet, the Kibel Hamakabel, says the Mishnah with the Shochei Shechs and the Makabel is Makabel the Dam, and now he takes the Dam and starts doing the Avoda in the Mikdash. Interesting, we see the the Tamid is opposite the sun, opposite the north, the east, and the west. The Rambam notes, not the Rambam, the Mefarish, I would say, in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, we don't have the cast of Mishnah on the first couple of Prakim. We have the Pirush of on the Rambam. So the Pirush notes in Paragimel Halacha Tes of the Rambam. I mentioned this a while ago, but it's fascinating that the all the luminaries, says the Rambam, all have Da'as and Seichel and Chachma. We don't understand that. But what does that mean? But there is some type of Da'as. Just like, to give a mashal, just like an animal can't understand what it means to have human intellect. It's beyond their comprehension. It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Right? We know as human beings that there's a difference between animal intellect, even if you call it, don't call it that, and human intellect. So the Rambam says that the luminaries, the sun and the moon and the stars, Kol hakochavim v'hagalgalim, kulam ba'ale nefesh videya v'haskelheim. They are all ba'alim of, they have some type of da'. Again, we can't even translate the words because we don't can't understand what it means. V'heim chayim v'omdim u'makirim et misha amar v'haya olam. And they know Hashem. The sun recognizes Hashem. Every star recognizes Hashem. Kol echad ve'echad lefi gadlo lefi malato mishavchim u'mefa'arim liyotzram kemo amalachim. They praise Hashem and similar to angels. U'kishem shemakir mesakadosh baruch hu kach makir metatzman. They have self-awareness. Just like they recognize Hashem, they recognize themselves. U'makir mesamalachim shalamalamim, and they recognize the malachim above them. V'das ha'kochavim v'ha'galgalim me'uta midas ha'malachim v'gedola midas b'nei adam. Their das is lower than malachim and higher than humans. Fascinating, Rambam. And that's what we say in davening. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them b'chachma. But it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chachma. It means they had chachma. Created them with chachma. Why am I bringing this in here? Because the Pirush quotes, Yadu zeh, how does the Rambam know this? How does the Rambam know that they have das and bina and haskel? They know it from the fact that there are orbits. That there are orbits. Yadu ze mitznua sam, shezua tznua e efshar shatia tivis kitznua sa eben lamata, for ha esh lamala. It's not just up and down, that there's gravity, that the stone falls down and the fire goes up. Shahamisno ea bitznua tivis, kishiagil makom shiatsami menu, behechrich yanuach, va galgal sovev tamid, ve edonach. Because if you throw a stone and it just goes and ends up and falls where you throw it, that shows that it does not have das. But if there's something that goes around and around and has orbits, says the Rambam, somehow that, and never stops, so that shows it's not just a law, but it is something deeper. V'gam ein tnuaso kitnuas hachai, she'enu misnoea ela kadei sheyakariv midavar shenehene mimenu, o yisrachek midavar sheyaziklo. And it's not instinct, where you go closer to something that gives you pleasure and distant from something that hurts you. Va'galgal ain't nuaso alzu atzura sharei hapeish rimena yasov eleha yeshuv tamid. It does an orbit, but then it returns. Hilkach lo tietznuaso elatznua shukit, right? Its own, bechira, so to speak. Va'tznua shukit lo tia elo lebali nefesh v'seichel shanefesh yisipas atznua v'seichel shebo tishtokek hanefesh lihidamos be'elasa. Okay, gets into metaphysics. But either way, the Mefarish here is picking up on the orbits of all of the constellations to explain why they are Baalei Dea, without getting into that connection, but that relates to our carbon tamid, where it is shechted, the opposite, where the sun is going up, obviously going up in our mind, and that is the east and to the west, and the west to the east. So here we go. So he gets the Shochei Shechta, the Makabal's Makabal, he comes to the Balo, Lekeren, Mizrachas, Tzvonis, and now it's time to do Zrikas Adam. This is a Karban Ola. Karban Ola, we know, is Shtayim Shehen Arba, on the two corners of the Mizbeach, which get to four, and therefore it has to be on the northeast and southwest. Because remember, the southeast corner does not have a Yesod. And therefore, you can't do the Zrika there, because we know, as the Gemara tells us in Zvachim, Daf Nun Dalet or so, that the entire Mizbeach had to be in Shevet Binyamin, and the border of Binyamin and Yehuda went right through, and therefore the Mizbeach had to be cut off on the east and the southern side, and therefore there was no Yesod. So the Zrika had to be done not there, It was done on the northeast, Venosi Drachatzvona, and therefore the blood got on the east side and the north side. Maravis Dromis, Venosi Marava Droma, and therefore you did the Zrika on the southwest side, and therefore that covered the west and the southern walls. And again, it's an Ola, and there's one Lamata Michuta Sikra under the middle line, and Shtayim Shein Arba. Shiare Adama Yeshova Kaisod Dromis, and the leftover dam was poured onto the little hole that was in the Yesod on the southern side. We know there was a hole on the little, and the two holes in that corner. On the western side, on the southern side, and the Ola and the Karbonas Shel Bezbeach HaChison, the leftover blood is poured in the Yesod Dromas. Right? We paskin that's not Ma'akev. Right? There is a day in the Tanoim that Shricha Shiraim is Ma'akev. We say it's not Ma'akev, but that's where it is done. Good. So now you have the animal shechted. So now, how is the animal skinned? Lo hayeshover es haregel el anok v'mitok arkubo v'tolabo. It was not cut and hung up in the normal way. Usually, the way the butchers hung up the animal was they broke one of the parts of the leg of the animal in order to hang it up properly, but that was not done, right? You did not break the hind legs. Ella, you made a hole. Made a hole, Ella nokfo mitoch arkubo, near the knee. They made a hole, and they hung it there, v'tol aba, and they were able to hang it there. Hayamavshe v'yored ashamegia l'chazeh, then they used to skin it until they got to the breast. Higia l'chazeh, chadach azarosh v'asala misha zachabo. Now we start divvying up the parts of the tamid to all of the kohanim that are going to have this chus of taking up the mizbeach. He cut off the top part of the animal, the head, and give it to the one who is zochet to it. Chadach azakirayim v'asala misha zachabohen, and then you cut the innards out, you give it to the one who is zochet, meirik as a hefshit, and then you finish doing the skinning. Finished doing the skinning, and then the skin, we know, was given to the Kohanim, right? That's why the skin was taken off, and it was salted, and it was given. Interesting, we talk about the way that it should be cut. If you look at the Befarish here on the third skinny line, why do you do it with the Nekev? Sheidiko Beregel Sheni Kedersha Tapachim Shetolim Sabahim Alavshita. After you couldn't break it with the leg because it was going to be cut in a different way, but you made the hole and then you hug it. Kederech, in a way that Tabachim usually hang, that is what is done here. If you look at the Chashuk Echemed, he wonders, he ponders. What nowadays we have certain types of skinning machines. Are we going to be able to use those? Mehiri Banabe Samigdash? This is a general question. How many of the modern technology creations will be used in the Mikdash? Could there be a flat screen outside the Mikdash to watch your karban being shechted? Again, it's not part of a lie that the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim. You can't add anything to the base of Mikdash. Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us with the Nevuah. But who knows? What's the Navi going to tell us? Right, we're not going to have to go back to horse and buggy to get to the base of Mikdash. We're going to have to drive to the base of Mikdash and have to be a huge parking lot somewhere. But he wonders. Right, nowadays they have a type of a machine. So he notes that the Ravid in the commentary of the Torah's Kohanim discusses that even if there are different ways that butchers skin, lo yishanim en aminag. In this context. So he says that he thinks maybe in this regard, maybe not. Again, you have to know every detail and every aspect. But v'nira du'a d'minyaneinu, right? Letting everybody know, when Rosh Chodesh is, right? If there are sources that say we're going to go back to Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, seeing the moon. So are we going to have to go back to the, putting the fires on the mountains? That's not going to work because there's so much artificial light. We're not going to be able to see the fire. So it'll be a massive text message sent out the second that Mekudesh is said. It's Rosh Chodesh. It could solve, be useful. Okay, either way, these are all fascinating discussions to have, which are ultimately teku. V'nira du'a d'binyaneinu. Lo yu mafshitin b'mechon ha'chashmalim m'duyeket ala b'sakin pashuk yibam mahim. He thinks it'll be, even though it's not part of the avoda. The avoda obviously has to be koach gavra, has to be done with the kohen. Not going to be shechting with the machine. But this is not avoda, this is just skinning the animal. But he assumes it'll still be done in the olden way, also especially the sakin as a din of a klisha race. And he quotes other details as well. Again, interesting, touches on a big topic related to our issue. Okay, so we have the animal partially skinned. We took off the top. We gave it to the one who was zocha to it, and we continued the skinning. Karas alev hozi esdamo. Then they cut open, take out the heart. Hozi esdamo. Chatak asayadayim rasalim isha zachabahen. And then they start cutting off the front legs, and you give it to the one who was zocha. Ala l'regel yamanis. And then you come to the right front, right? Allah Laregal Yahayamanis, Chatcha, Vedasla Mishazachaba, Ubeis Beisimima, right? That part of the animal is also connected to it. What is Allah Laregal Hayamanis? Actually, let's continue, and then we will see. Karav anim sakulo galu lefanav, and now then you keep continuing to tear it, and it's all open in front. Not la sapeder. Then one takes the fat, and v'dasal gabi shchid esaorish milamala. You position some of the fat onto where the head was cut, so it covers some of the blood. Not la sakirbaim rasal mishazacha b'hen ladichan. You take out the innards, you give it to the one who was appointed to wash it. Va'keres madichin osa beis hamadichin, and then you wash out the stomachs in the beis hamadichin. Madichin osa kol tzarcha. You wash it off. Va'kirbaim madichin osan shalosh pa'amim b'miyutan. And the innards, the intestines, you wash off at least three times. Good. Al shochana shoshayes shebein ha'amudim, on these marble tables between the pillars. Not the zakan v'vishos zareim and akaved. We continue separating the animal. Let's try to get through a part of this, and then we'll mention a couple of other facts. You continue cutting the lungs from the liver, the etzva akaved min akaved, and you keep that part of the fat with it. V'lo hayam aziz mimkoma, you wouldn't take it off. No kivus achazav and osla misha zachaba. You take the breast area and you give it to the next kohen who is waiting. Alo dofan ayimanes hayachodev yored ala shidra. You get all the way to the spine. V'lo yinogi b'shidra shemagia lebein beis slaos, and you go to the first two ribs. Slaos dakos. Chat chaver osla misha zachaba v'akaved tuliyaba, and the kaved, the liver, is hanging with those ribs. V'lo legera. Again, it seems very graphic, and obviously, you know, somebody has to have the kohanim are used to this. But again, this is the Masara, how exactly it is done. If you know exactly what has to be done when, it's not just a do whatever you want. This is how it should be cut, and this is how the animal is brought up to the Mizbech. You take the neck and you have the two ribs on either side. Those parts are hanging, the heart and the rea are with it. And you keep some of the ribs on either side. And that's how you used to give it one on top of the other. And two above, two below of the ribs. Chatcha v'rasla misha zachaba v'ashidra ima, and the spine is with it. V'atzchol talui ba, and the spleen is there. V'hi aisa gedola elasha yimin koron gedola shakavi tzuliya ba. Okay, it was really the left flank was bigger, but it's called shal yimin because the kavit is talui ba. Bolo lo okitz, you come to the back of the animal. Chatcha v'rasla misha zachaba. Ha'alya ve'etzba kavid beis klayos imo, and the tail and the kidneys are there also. Natal as a regular smallest chatcha v'dasa b'shazachaba nivsa kulan omdim b'shura ve'ivarim bi'adam. They're all in a row with all the parts of the animal now standing in its place. A couple of points as we finished at least finished that section. There is a question in the Achronim. The Briska Rav talks about this. And that is, we know that the carbon ola is the only carbon that is totally burned on the Mizbeach. All other animals, all other carbonos, have haktaris emurin, right? You burn the fats, but the meat is eaten either by the Kohanim, by Kachi Kachim, or by the Kohanim and the Bailam, by Kachi Kalim also. When we burn the carbon ola, is that looked at as similar to the burning of other animals plus? Meaning this is haktaras emurin, but it just so happens that you burn everything, also the basar. But it's the same root din of haktara, conceptually, or is this totally different? Because the ola has to be kulo kalil, is totally burned, then maybe even the emurin that are being burned of the ola have a different type of status, different type of din. Again, that's how we appreciate all of this. We go through this Mishnah, and it seems pretty gory and graphic. And if somebody doesn't have a strong stomach, then they probably shouldn't be doing this part of the avodah, which is fine. The Kohanim choose, you know, which parts of this you have to be chosen. You have to, you know, other Kohanim could do other aspects of the avodah. But everything has symbolism, and the more we think about the symbolism, the more meaningful, obviously, it could be. So that's a question that the Briska Rav deals with. Yesh la yein. In the Biradaf, they summarize it. Ha'im ba'ola kol din aktaras shabahu rak halacha shel kalil ve'ein ba din aktaras imurin klal. This is a special din of kulo kalil that is totally burned. Oh, Efshar, Yesh Ba'ola, Gamdin Akhtaras Emurin, Shesh Ba'ola Karbanos. Or even by the Ola, there's a din of Akhtaras Emurin, but it's just more. Is it a quantitative jump or a qualitative jump? That's the Shaila that is asked. And he quotes even in Afkamina, certain parts of the animal. He talks about the Chulyos Ashidra, that are not Basar, they're bones, but Mitzad Kulo Khalil, there shouldn't be a Chovas Haktara, because they're excluded from Vasisa Losecha Basar Vadam. Bones don't have the chiyuv to be burned, but all the karbanos, the chulyos hashidra, are included. He finds a part of the animal that's burned because it's part of the imurin, but it's not burned mitzad the kulo kalil. So that's a nafkamina. Whether the haktara of the ola is like other karbanos, but it's plus quantitative jump, or something totally different. You could find something that's not burned by the ola and it is burned by the other karbanos. Amazing. See, the Briskarov notes that generally it's a din of Khalil. He thinks it's not a din. There's no din of Akhtaras Emurin. Again, there might be other nafkamina as well. That's number one. The other point to mention, the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash talks about items. Let me just find it. Items that are kosher bizarre, right? The Kohanim did this. But the question is this, where is it, Perek Tess, that this can be done by a Zar, right? These are the Kohanim that were chosen and they want to do it, but the Rambam writes in Perek Tess Halacha Vav, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Shchita Sakachim Ksher Bizarim, that we know, famous Halacha, Shchita Ksher Bizar. Afilu Kachi Kachim, Bin Kachi Yachid, Bin Kachi Tzibur, whether it's Kachi Yachid or Tzibur, Shnei Amar, V'shachad Ben HaBakar L'Vnei Hashem, V'hikrivo B'nei Aharon. So B'nei Aharon only mentioned by V'hikrivo, V'kabal V'elech Mitzvah Kuna. And that we mentioned in past when we discussed this sugya, Shchita Ksher Bizar. Is it L'chanchila with a Zar? Or the opposite, L'chanchila with a Kohen? Do we say that let the Zar do it, because it's the only thing that the Zar could do? So it's a good thing for the person to shecht his own animal, or do we say the opposite? That shechita, you know, try to get a Kohen to do it. Try to get a Kohen. The best is for a Kohen to do it. It's part of the avoda. There's a Zohar that says it should be done. If you remember, we discussed this back in Menachas Daf Yotes, the Cheshek Shlomo in the back quotes all the sources there for this discussion. Maybe this was the machlokas between Eli and Shmuel. That's the Rishash's suggestion. Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph, where there's a machlokas there, very unclear in the text, what exactly was the machlokas between Shmuel and Eli, and Shmuel ends up telling Eli, but, you know, what are you looking for Kohen for? Shechita Ksher Bizar, right? And Eli says, yes, but l'chadchila b'Kohen. Okay, this is the discussion, but technically, Shechita is okay with a Zar. V'chein ha-hefshit v'hanituach v'holachas eitzam l'mizbeach Ksher Bizarim. Hefshit v'nituach. The skinning of the animal and the cutting out of the animal also can be done with the zar. Shenemar be'evarim v'hekriv ha-kohen esakol ha-mizbeicha. The kohen is makarev the limbs to the mizbeach. Zu holachas evarim lekevesh. Holachas evarim hi shetzricha kahuna aval holachas eitzam ein esricha kahuna. So this is on the list of what can be done by a zar. The next halacha, just because it's open, we'll mention it. But this is, again, a much discussed, fascinating Rambam. V'chein hadlakas haneros k'shera bizarim. The menorah can be lit by a zar. Hadlakas haneros k'shera bizarim. Why? So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Hadlaka lav, in Yuma. Hadlaka lav avodahi. Hadlaka is lav avodah, just like shchita is lav avodah. Right? He quotes other Rishonim that ask, he quotes, V'tayim asher Rabbeinu t'kivin t'lav avodahi mishra nami shari k'mo shchita shikshir bizar. Good, he compares it to shchita. But the question, what's the problem? How does the Zohar light the menorah? The menorah is in the Heichal. The Zohar can't go into the Heichal. So how do you light, how does the Zohar, what's the Heichi Timsi? So the Rambam continues, L'fichach im heitif ha-kohen ha-neiris. The Kohen has to do a tavas ha-neiris, getting the neiris ready. Ironically, the hachana has to be done by the Kohen, but the actual hadlaka doesn't have to be done by the Kohen. So I'm hated by the Kohen on Eros, v'hotzi on lachutz. And he takes the menorah, or he takes the little kaz on top, brings him outside, v'hotzi on lachutz, mutl zar lalikan. The zar collided outside. So the zar collided as long as it's taken out, because the zar can't go into the heichal. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, Hiflig kishamar mutter lazar ladlikon elishim likon kasheros. See, he half argues. He says b'di'eved, not lachadchila. If he lit them, it's kasher, but he's not allowed to. But ask all the achron, ask them in chaschinach, and he leads the pitzarachi and ask them in chaschinach. But don't we paskin hadlaka osa mitzvah, like we know by neiros Chanukah? It has to be in the position where you're yotzei the mitzvah when you light it. We don't say hanacha osa mitzvah, that you light it, then you can put it wherever you want. But if you light it above 20 amos, then you lower it, so good. You have to light it under 20 amos, to light it where it's the mitzvah is going to be fulfilled. And on that Gemara in Shabbos, hadlaka osa mitzvah, Rashi quotes two words, kida ashkechan b'menorah. By menorah, we know hadlaka osa mitzvah, so it has to be in the spot. So how can you take it out and light it and then put it back in? So some say, oh, maybe he used a really long match. He stood outside and he, you know, stuck all the way in. But the Rambam says, if you take it out, it made the according to air, so it's in lachutz. That's a very interesting Rambam. How exactly is it done? The Menachas Chana discusses this and that in the mitzvah sadeches, where he talks about how is it? Zekam ashani mekshesi al din shel Rambam. For years this has been bothering me, says the Menachas Chana. Right? I don't understand. I don't understand. A kasva Rambam v'arayvet alak and bachutz k'shera hadzlaka b'mkoma ba'inan. The achras ba matzasi kushizu b'sefer ma'aser rokeach lachag matzvardi, and I don't have the sefer right now with me. Either way, that's the kasha. So Reb Chaim suggests that maybe there are two dinim. There's the din of hadzlaka and there's the din of shiyehe mudlak. The actual hadzlaka can be, you know, hadlaka is a mitzvah. You're going to be missing that aspect if it's outside. But the result-oriented aspect of shiyehe mudlak, so maybe that could be done. That could be fulfilled in this way. Right, we know by Halakas Neir Shabbos. The Rambam discusses this in two different places in Hilchos Shabbos. He puts it by Kavod and he puts it by Oneg. How could that be? So explain the Achronim, because it's Kavod and Oneg. If we use the Gruz Chilik of everything before Shabbos and Yontif is Kavod and anything on is Oneg. So when I light the candles, it's Kavod Shabbos. When I enjoy from the candles, then it's Oneg. I'm enjoying it when it is lit. So it could have two aspects. It could also be by the Havlakas Neiris of the menorah as well. Okay. I guess let's continue. Remember the story of the Aliyah. I was going to mention the story of the Aliyah. Sachem Daf Gimel about the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira and the man who was set up, the non-Jew, the Arimian. But we'll leave that for now. We'll see if there's time later. But let's continue. So they're all standing now. So they're all standing in a line. Harishon Barosh Baragel. Now on the top of Amma Beis. The first one has the Rosh and the Regel. Harosh b'yamino v'chotmo klapis roo. And the head is in his right hand, and the nose, klapis roo, is towards the arm. Karno ben es bosav, the horns between his fingers. Beishchi taso milamalan, the neck is above. Vaper peder nasun aleha. And the peder is on top, as we mentioned earlier. Regel shel yamin bismalo ubeis oran v'chutz. So that is all how the first one is holding the animal. How it's held is also crucial and is also important. This is in the right and this is in the left. And each one, the Mishnah tells us what's in the right, what's in the left. Hasheni b'shtei yadayim, shel yamin b'imino, v'shel smol b'smolo. Ubeis oran b'shtei yadayim, the two yadayim of the animal. Shel yamin b'imino, v'shel smol b'smolo, ubeis oran lachutz. Vashlishi ba'okets uberegel, ha'okets b'imino v'ha'alya, midduldeles bein etzba osav, and the tail is hanging down between his fingers, v'etzba v'ha'kaved v'shtei klayos imo. Haregel shel smol bismolo ubeis oran lachutz. That's all the third. Harevi bechaze ubegeira, the breast and the neck. Hachaze b'imino v'agir bismolo v'tzal osav bein shtei etzba osav. Hachamishi b'shtei tfano shel yamin, the flanks b'imino v'shel smol bismolo ubeis oran lachutz. Hashishi b'kirbayim anasunim b'bazich, the six is holding the innards that are in a kli v'kra'ayim al gabeim milamala, and the intestines are on top above. So those are all the parts of the animal. The first six kohanim in the line are holding it. And it's crucial to have whatever was supposed to be in the right, and the left, and the left. We know the right is always more chashuv. So therefore, whatever the Mishnah tells us to be in the right has to be in the right. There are different types of halachas of right and left. The source we like to mention here, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, has a summary of these laws in Maseches Tefillin, right? One of the Maseches Ketanos. Right, and he has his sefer on tzitzis and tefillin and mezuzah and sefer Torah. So there he has eight types of halachos. He has 88. I think it's 88. He has 88. I wouldn't call it halachos. Areas. 88 areas where right and left are discussed. Right side, left side, righty, lefty. But he has eight categories of those eight where when do we say a lefty does something differently? Right, when do we say left today? For right, even the lulav and esrog, machlokas b'chaber the Ramah. Right, the machaber says that a lefty does exactly what a righty does. Lulav in the right and esrog in the left. The Ramah says no, you flip it. All right, and the minhag is to go like the Ramah. But there are really eight categories of discussions, just to mention a few of them. Number one, Dvar Matlim B'Koach. Anything that's totally on Koach, then obviously you flip it. You switch it. Pshita does lina basar di devil basar alma lukuli alma. Everybody agrees to that. So for tefillin, we have to put tefillin on your weaker arm, then it goes by whichever is weaker. Right? It's a question of how do you determine righty lefty? Do you go by the yada kosev? Do you go by the yada? But whatever you end up saying is the weaker arm, that's what gets the tefillin. Right? You don't go by the iter yad is different. Right? Number two, dvarim shehemi shum yamin hakadosh baruch hu. Anything that goes by the yamin of Hashem, so that's not going to change. That's not going to change for righty lefty. Pshita does lina basar da alma. So, for example, for nefilas apayim, right, could be to harp many poskim according to kshepeh gimel psios. When you go back three steps, right, kmishtachav el smol otchila. Not which step goes back first. Which side do you go? Do you bend first? Right. So we say you go to the left side first because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is facing us, kaviyachol, we're bowing to his right first. Shehu yimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem shemavarech ala Torah. Shemach satarnu l'smolo. When we say Baruch Hu Hashem avarach, we turn our head to the left. V'chein dvarim shemal pi sod. V'agmer midas ha-chesed. Anything having to do with midas ha-sod and chesed. Putting on clothing, he says, you put on the right one first. Right? Netilas yadayim shachret. Netilas yadayim, you do the right one first. Those are all even for lefties. That is category two. Category three. Dvar matzliyim believe. Anything to do with the heart. Right? What about haseba? Haseba, right, has to do with the veshet and the kane. Four, dvar matzliyim b'chashivus. That's a machlokas. So he says that's right, and that's the Esrog and Lubov case. And he brings other cases as well. Chashivus is a machlokas. Dvar m'shatorah tzvicha b'feresh yamin. Things that the Torah required yamin. Mitzora and others, then you need yamin. You don't go by left. Dvar m'shem yishum kopina shatapone bo v'derach yamin. Any way that you turn, you always turn right. So again, that's you go by the right of the world. Fascinating. You put all these together. Dvarim atzliim ba'omi kinegdo. Things that have to do with who's opposite you, right? In terms of the tefillin. What about? And then he has category eight about tying shoes. It's a separate kshiras hamin olim b'smol tchila. The tali gemara b'tefillin b'chinen kinuach b'yad smol. How one cleans themselves in the bathroom. To tali b'tefillin. But then nachlu achronim. Ubezet tali gamkein. How the zorach lechos the tefillin b'yimino kshinichas b'sakise. Okay. Anyway, so that's what he. And then he mentions all 88. All 88. Some of them are very unusual. Very unusual. Where he talks about halacha and minhagim and anything that you could have imagined. It's all here. Which side does a woman start nursing with? Everything is here. Reb Chaim Kanievsky obviously doesn't miss anything. Okay, that's in terms of right and left. But here, this is also part of the right and left. The right is the more chashuv and gets it. We continue. Hazayin lebisoles hashmini bechavit. And the seventh person is holding the soles, the flower that's offered as a mincha with the ola hashmini bechavitin. The eighth is holding the chavitin, the special mincha that is brought by the Kohen Gadol that is offered on behalf of the Kohen Gadol every day, half of the morning and half in the afternoon. It's brought with the carbon tamid. It has to come from the Kohen Gadol, but the Kohen Gadol does not have to be makrevit. Right, a regular coin can offer it on his behalf. Hachiba Yayin, the ninth coin has the wine. Holchavadasu Mechatzi Kevish Olamata B'Ma'aravo. They bring it up halfway. They put it on the ramp, on the west side of the ramp. They leave it there. Umalchum. Then they salt it all. Right, they salt it all. Right, we've discussed in the past the mitzvah malicha v'yardu, and they leave it there. Why? Ubal lahem lishkas hagazal lichos hashma. They start it very early in the morning. They haven't daven yet. They do this, they get it all ready, they put it on the ramp, and they run to say Kriyat Shema. Interesting, they leave it on the bottom part of the ramp. On the west side, the lower half of the Kevesh. Why the lower half of the Kevesh? Says the Mefarish here, the last two lines of the Mefarish on the right side. V'lo mechatzi Kevesh lamala, not above. Shala achar aktaras aktores, chozrin umolichin osan lemizbeach. Because afterwards, you're going to be molichin up. V'ma yukraven lemizbeach, lo tira'eh holacha. It wouldn't be seen as a walking, right? You have to see the march up, and if you're already up, then when they pick it up again, it's not going to be nikar. So you have to leave it lower down, so then they could all march up. Hilkach tzarach la'nichan mechatzikav shalamata shalacharkach kishayachzru biyolichu ohemo acherim tera'eh holacha chashuva v'hachi yafelasos. So you see the march up with all the kohanim, and that could be greater hadar for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the Chajuk Yechemet also here discusses this in other nafgaminas, but we don't have time for that right now. But remember Malicha, the various different pshatim of why we're molech a karbon. right? Is it because Malicha symbolizes eternity? When you salt something, it lasts. So it symbolizes Tzmisus, right? The Medrash says that when the, number two, when the Bnei Yisrael is sitting at a table and they all washed and they're waiting for people to finish washing, they're not doing anything. They're not involved in mitzvahs. So Satan is Makatrik at those moments. So we have the Melach, the Bris Melach that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megan on us. There are others. The table always has a melach because of the mizbeach. Anyway, but salting has a lot of symbolism. Remember the Meshech Chachma, the Rabbeinu Bachai in Vayikra quotes from the Medrash about the during creation the upper waters and the lower waters, and the lower waters were upset that they didn't get to be upper waters. So they said, no, we're gonna take salt from the ocean for every karban, and in that way always bring the lower waters up on the mizbeach too. Fine. Tana Yad Varegal Kaked is Yisrael ben Avraham. So the Akid was done to remind us of the Akedah of Akedah Yisrael. Oh, you called this a my timer. Why wouldn't they bind it in the way that does normally bound my timer? Rafuna Rafchiz, Achadamar Mishim Bizayon Kachim. One says, because it's a Bizayon to treat a carbon in the same way that the Umos Olam treat karbon. It's like it's a regular animal. The Chanam Rav Yishun Dabahalei B'chukei Akim. Some say because that's how all the Avodah Zara used to tie their animals. Ma'i Benayu, Ike Benayu, the Kafti Bishira, Inami B'hutza Dava. If you cover the animal with gold or with silk, so then you're giving a covet. So there's no Bizayon there, but there will still be Chukos Ha'akim. Good. Tzan Hasam Shlosha Esri Shulchanos Hayim Mikdash. There are 13 tables in the Mikdash. Shmona Shel Shayis Bebeis Hamitbachayim Shalei Madichin Azakir Bayim. There were 8 of these marble ones, but they used to wash the innards on. Beis B'Marava Shel Kevesh. 2 to the west side of the ramp. Echad Shel Shayis VeEchad Shel Kesef. 1 marble, 1 silver. Al Shel Shayis Osir Es Evarim. They on the marble one they put the Evarim. So of the Rush says of the carbon yachid, the al shal kesef kli shares, and the kalem went on the silver one. Ubu ulam shnai mi bifnim, and in the ulam, right in front of the hecha, there were 2 inside. Al pesach abayis, echad shokazav, echad shozav, 1 silver, 1 gold. Al shokazav nozin lechem apanim b'knisaso. The silver one got the lechem apanim on the way in because it wasn't on a gold one yet, so you could still have it on silver on the way in. Val shal zav b'yitziaso, but on the way out, you put it on the gold one because it was ready on the real shulchan inside, and malin bakodesh v'lo moridin. And we're malin bakodesh v'lo moridin. If you look in the Klalei HaMitzvah, the Minchas Asher and Klalei HaMitzvos, so he talks all about the different types of halachos where we relate malin bakodesh v'lo moridin. Right? Different types of halachas. We have it in the Chefza, in the Gavra, and in the Mitzvah. Right, in the Chefza, right, you can't sell a Sefer Torah for something less. We have the whole order in the Mishnayos and Megillah. That's in the Chefza. In the Gavra, the Kohen Gadol, once he's a Kohen Gadol, he can no longer be Ois Kohen Gadol. You can't remove him, right? He's in limbo. If the Kohen Gadol, you have to get a substitute. He can't go back to being a Kohen Hedyot. So even in the Gavra, you have Malan Bakodesh. And also you have it in the Mitzvah, right? Maybe by the Halacha is he put on the talis before the Tefillin. By Neiris Chanukah, you have it, right, different areas, but you have it in that's his formulation. The Chefza, the Gavra, and the Mitzvah, you have the principle of Ma'alim Bakodesh. Ve'echad shel zav mibifnim, and finally you have the real Shulchan inside, Sha'alav Lechem Apanim Tamid, that's what the Lechem Apanim are, the Shulchan that we call the Shulchan. Says the Gemara, Michdi Yena Neis B'makav Ashiris, which means we don't cut corners in the Beis HaMikdash. There is no poverty in the place of Ashiris. Again, there are different makoros for that, which we're not getting into now. Amay Avdi Deshayis, why do you use marble? Nevdu Dekesem, Nevdu Zav, make them all silver and gold. Why do you use marble? Amar Avchinina, B'Shem Rabbi Ami, Rav Asi, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rav Yisrael, Emdei Shehu Martiach, because marble keeps it cold, so it won't spoil. And even though, right, one of the nisim in the Beis HaMikdash was that it never spoiled, we're not so mechana nes. And therefore we put the meat on the marble, which keeps it cold. Shal shachar nishchad shal keren, change the girsa, tzvonis maravis, minani mili, so how do we know it's shechted opposite where the sun is, right, in the morning on the west side, in the evening, the afternoon on the east side. Amar Rav Chizkiya Amar Kar Shnayim Hayom Kneged Hayom, opposite the Yom. Tani Nami Yachi Shnayim Hayom Kneged Hayom. Ata Omer Kneged Hayom O Eino Ela Chovas Hayom. Does it mean the obligation, not actually opposite the sun? Kshu Omer Zakev Zachad Asev Boker VeZakev Zashini Tase Ben Arba'im Hare Chovas Hayom Amur. It's already said Hare Imani Mekayim Shnayim Hayom Kneged Hayom. It's opposite the day. Hakeitzad Tamed Shal Shachar Yenishchat Al Keren Tzvonis Ma'aravis Al Tabashniya. Remember the second row up. On the west side, v'shalbein arabayim, v'nishchal al keren tzvonis, mizrachis al tabas shnia, and that's how it is said. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, tomorrow's daf is The 10 questions that Alexander Mukdon, Alexander the Great, asked the Ziknei HaNegev, and then we'll get to the end of Tamid. But so the next couple of days we put up from the last cycle, and then we will pick up in a couple of days. And again, we'll Bez Hashem try to get back to a regular schedule after Yantif. But we will stop here.